You are listening to Fit, a podcast created for companies who believe healthy employees are good for business. I'm Stacey Fritz, one of the owners of Fit to Order. Join us as we discuss corporate wellness strategies that will inspire the evolution of a fit and healthy workforce. Thanks for joining me for episode number one of Fit. We are super excited at Fit to Order to begin sharing our brand new podcast. When trying to decide what our first podcast topic would be, I gotta tell you, it was pretty tough. There's just so much to talk about. And after taking a look at our survey results from what our corporate clients wanted to hear more about, we decided as a team to begin with the end in mind. If we want to provide you with the latest in nutrition, fitness, and stress management, it seemed pretty important to circle back and provide our foundational information first so we can then build upon all of our other fit topics. Today's episode is called Clean Eating 101. Why eat clean, and really, what is clean eating? Research has proven that diets, specifically low-calorie diets, lower your metabolism and deplete your energy. You might lose scale weight, but once you go off the diet, what happens next? Yep, you'll gain those pounds right back and maybe a few more you weren't even looking for. Eating clean isn't a diet. It's a nutritional lifestyle decision. It's not about denying yourself certain foods or going hungry. It's about eating foods in their most natural state. For sure, clean eating requires thought and planning. It includes choosing foods with a high nutritional value, balancing your meals, and understanding where portion fits into the big picture. I believe that by eating clean, you will have incredible energy. You will reduce your cravings for sugary and starchy foods. You will increase your metabolism so that you are a fat-burning machine, and you will look and feel healthier. Clean eating meals really only have a few core components. They include lean proteins that are prepared in a healthy way. They include whole grains that are minimally processed. They include lots of fruits and vegetables. And finally, they include adequate amounts of healthy fats. What are the must-knows and how-tos of eating clean? When coaching our clients on clean eating, we teach the following loose guidelines. Remember, it's not a one-size-fits-all. For sure, clean eating has lots of wiggle room and customization. Everyone is different, and it will be up to you to design those clean eating plates that leave you satisfied. So here are the basics. You want to eat smaller meals during the day to stabilize blood sugar and insulin levels and regulate metabolism. Please note, I didn't say how many small meals to eat during the day. This again will be up to you. You want to feel satisfied, not full, not hungry, just completely satisfied. You want to eat a combination of lean proteins and complex carbohydrates at each meal. You also want to consume adequate amounts of healthy fats, things like nuts and avocado. You want to drink at least half your body weight in fluid ounces of water, more if you exercise. You want to avoid overprocessed refined foods, especially white flour and sugar. You also want to avoid chemicals, preservatives, artificial sugars, saturated and trans fats, and sugar-loaded beverages. Finally, you need to depend on fresh fruits and vegetables for fiber, vitamins, and phytochemicals to support your good health. That's no big deal. Pretty easy, huh? What about how much you should be eating? Here's my big disclaimer. You have to keep the portions in check, too. You can still gain weight and overeat when eating clean. So how at Fit to Order do we teach portion guidelines? We really have two main go-to strategies. Please note, you won't hear us say measure your food. Our favorite strategy is the plate method that we use with our clients. The way we do this is each meal is viewed like the face of a clock. You'll give 15 minutes for starchy carbohydrates, things like whole grains, including rice, quinoa, sweet potatoes. You'll give another 15 minutes for your lean proteins. Those are things like chicken and eggs, whey protein. And finally, the last 30 minutes of the face of that clock will include those wonderful fruits and vegetables. A little healthy fat like avocado, and that's a great clean plate. The second strategy is called the hand method. Your palm size will determine your protein portion. The size of your fist will determine your vegetable portion. Your cupped hand determines your carb portion. And finally, your thumb will determine how much healthy fat to include. Sometimes I get asked the question, hey, Stacy, it's summertime. What about if I feel like eating out or going to a friend's house or just letting up the reins a little bit? Can I still eat clean? Absolutely. A couple of helpful tips on eating out include maybe ask the server for sauces to be served on the side. You can ask to have those lean proteins broiled or grilled instead of fried. Ask for extra vegetables or side salad as a substitute for things like mashed potatoes, pasta, rice. And if you can, try to avoid that bread basket. When you're eating at friend's house or a family member's house, a go-to strategy would be to bring your own healthy dish to share. You want to learn how to politely but assertively decline those food pushers, people that really want you to eat those dishes that have just way too much salt, sugar, and fat. Finally, if there is that one thing, that one great dish, that pie, that cake, that drink that you have just really been looking forward to, please know we want you to go ahead. Enjoy. Eating clean isn't about deprivation. It's about understanding what foods take care of what to keep us healthy. But we also know planning our treat is an important part of the process as well. Clean eating is not a quick fix program, but rather a lifestyle. We need to be patient with your transition to eating clean. With a little bit of organization and planning your meals ahead, you will find your fit for sure. I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to Clean Eating 101. If you enjoyed hearing this information, we'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast. We look forward to seeing you. Episode number 2.